All right, so today we're not looking at research papers. This is something totally different. It's a story about an outback talent show.
Oh, wow, that sounds fun.
It is. It is. Like, picture this, a dusty amphitheater. You've got these red rock formations all around, and the sky's just bursting with stars.
Yeah. Talk about a setting. That's a long way from a typical talent show stage.
Exactly. And yep. That's kind of what makes it so interesting. I mean, this isn't your average, you know, karaoke night.
Right, right. So where's this story taking us then? Who are we going to meet?
Well, first off, we got this dynamic duo running the show.
Okay.
You've got Sheila the Shrew, who is the organizer.
Makes sense.
Yeah. She's described as tiny but fierce. So.
Oh, I like her already.
Yeah. And then you've got Bruce the Bustard.
All right, a Bustard.
He's the MC. Big personality, tall and energetic.
Oh, I can already picture him like strutting across that dusty stage, cracking jokes.
Yeah, totally. So you got Sheila keeping things organized and Bruce, you know, hyping up the crowd.
That's a classic combo, right? The strut man and the showman.
Exactly. And it just adds, I think, another layer of humor to the story.
Yeah, gotta have that contrast.
Oh, for sure. But let's talk about the stars of this show, the contestants.
Okay, the talent. I mean, what kind of acts are we talking about here?
So each one's got, like, their own unique talent, their own dream that brought them to this outback stage, you know?
All right, so it's like, it's got that real-life talent show vibe then, where it's not always about being the best, but more about the story, the personality.
Absolutely.
Okay, give me some examples. Who are these contestants?
Okay, well, we got Ziggy, the zebra finch.
A zebra finch in a talent show.
Yeah, he's a singer, wants to make his big debut. Problem is, he keeps mixing up his songs.
Oh, that's got to be rough. Stage fright, maybe?
Could be. But it's also kind of hilarious. Like, he starts with Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, but then he'll somehow end up singing Waltzing Matilda, then the Australian National Anthem, and then something about tea.
Oh, wow, that's a medley. I don't even know what genre that is.
Right. It's like every time he opens his beak, it's a musical surprise.
So maybe it's intentional, like a comedic act.
It's possible. Yeah. But either way, he's entertaining.
For sure. Okay, so we got a mixed up songbird. Who else we got?
Well, we got Kenny the Kangaroo.
A kangaroo. Okay. What's his talent?
Dancing. He really wants to nail this, like, perfect dance routine, but...
There's a but.
Well, he's not exactly known for his grace. He's more likely to trip over his own feet than, you know, pull off a pirouette.
Oh, I bet that's a sight to see. Long kangaroo legs getting all tangled up.
Exactly. But here's the thing. The audience loves it. They think it's all part of the act.
Oh, they think he's playing it up for laughs?
Yeah. So it's like, is he a natural comedian who's just, like, really good at physical humor? Or is he actually trying to be serious and the audience is misinterpreting everything?
I kind of hope it's the second one. That's way funnier.
For sure. And then there's Eddie the Emu.
An emu. Okay. All right. What's he doing?
He's a storyteller. Wants to share this amazing tale of a surfing emu.
A surfing emu. Wow. That's a story I want to hear.
You would think. But here's the catch. Eddie's got a really bad case of the hiccups.
Oh, no. That's like the worst case scenario for a storyteller.
Right. Like, every sentence is punctuated with an ick.
I can just imagine him, like, trying to build suspense and then hick.
Yeah, trying everything to make them stop, but nothing works. And the audience, they're just in hysterics.
Poor Eddie. But hey, at least he's got the crowd entertained.
Yeah, definitely not what he intended, but it works.
All right, so we got a songbird, a kangaroo, and a hiccuping emu. Who else is in this talent lineup?
We also have Patty the platypus.
Oh, a platypus. That's got to be interesting.
Patty's magician. Wants to amaze everyone with her disappearing act.
Mm.
Except, well, it doesn't quite go as planned.
Oh, what happens? What happens?
He hides under a table, disappears, and then forgets to reappear.
Oh, no. The worst nightmare for a magician.
Right. The audience is hearing these weird noises coming from under the table. They're all wondering what's going on. And then finally, Patty just pops up with a cheerful, ta-da!
Like nothing happened. I bet the audience loved that.
Oh, they did. It was totally unexpected.
So we got these characters, all of them with dreams, right?
Yeah.
Like Ziggy wants that perfect singing debut. Kenny's striving for this, you know, amazing dance routine.
Right. And Eddie, he just wants to tell his story. And Patty wants to be this incredible magician.
But it seems like the Outback's got other plans for them.
Yeah. It's like their ambitions are clashing with the reality of, you know, being an Outback performer.
And that's what makes it interesting, right?
Absolutely.
So what about the community aspect? You mentioned Ziggy's friends earlier.
Right. So Ziggy's got this little group of friends who are helping him practice.
Even with all the song mix-ups.
Yeah. Patty the Platypus, Louie the Lizard, and Tracy the Tree Frog, they're all there for him.
Oh, that's sweet. It's nice to see that support, even in a competition.
Yeah. It definitely adds this layer of, like, warmth to the whole story. It's not just about winning or losing. It's about this shared passion for performing.
Okay, so we got the performers. We got the Outback setting. But what about the judges?
Oh, right, the judges. We've got Gertrude the Gala.
A gala?
Yep. Seasoned singer, very sharp wit. You know, she's not afraid to give some tough feedback.
Oh, the Simon Cowell of the Outback?
Basically. Then we've got Milo the Meerkat.
All right, a meerkat.
Known for being tough but fair.
Yeah.
He's also got, like, these really unexpected insights.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah. And lastly, we have Rory, the red kangaroo.
Another kangaroo.
Yep. He's a former champion, so he's got that experience. But he's also really soft-hearted. You know, he's easily swayed by a good story.
Oh, so we got the tough one, the insightful one, and the softy.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how they react to these, you know, unconventional acts.
Yeah. How do you judge a songbird who can't remember the lyrics?
Yeah.
Or a kangaroo who's more slapstick than ballet?
Right. It's going to be a challenge for them, that's for sure.
I'm already picturing the judging panel, like, arguing over who deserves to win.
Oh, totally. I think it's going to be just as entertaining as the performances themselves.
And that's where we leave it for now.
But don't worry. We'll be back. We'll dive into the show itself, the highlights, those Outback-themed prizes. And, of course, we'll find out who wins the Grand Outback Trophy.
Can't wait. So, are we ready to head back to the Outback?
Oh, yeah. Let's get back to that talent show. I'm really curious to see how it all unfolds.
Okay, well, the source material kind of gives us a peek into the show's progression, like some key moments that really stand out.
Ooh, lay it on me.
Well, it starts with this big opening parade. All the performers, they get their moment to shine, you know, strut their stuff.
And I bet those Outback costumes are something else.
Oh, yeah. Feathers, native plants, all that natural flair. It's like they're showcasing the Outback itself alongside their talents.
That's a great way to kick things off, right? A celebration of their home.
Exactly. And then after the parade, things get serious. The actual competition starts.
Okay, how's it organized?
Well, they've got different categories like sing and dance, comedy and magic, talent with a twist.
Ooh, talent with a twist. That sounds intriguing.
It does, doesn't it? And then they have the wild card category.
Wild card, like anything goes.
Pretty much. I mean, who knows what kind of talents are hiding out there in the Outback, right?
That's what I love about this whole thing. It's so unpredictable.
Oh, for sure. But even without knowing all the details of the acts, the source material gives us enough to really appreciate the humor and, you know, the heartwarming moments.
So let's go back to our contestants, starting with Ziggy the Zebra Finch.
Hmm.
How did his performance go?
Okay, so picture this. Ziggy takes the stage, little guy with a big voice. He starts with Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, right?
Yeah.
And somehow it morphs into Waltzing Matilda, then a few bars of the Australian National Anthem, and then something about tea and biscuits.
Still mixing up those songs, huh?
Oh, yeah. But the audience, they're loving it. They're laughing, clapping along. It's a total mess, but in the best possible way.
It's like he's accidentally created this whole new genre of music.
Yeah.
Outback fusion or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder how the judges are reacting, especially Gertrude the Gala with her sharp ear for music.
Yeah. Is she cringing or is she secretly enjoying the chaos?
It's a tough one. But then again, maybe that's the point of a talent show like this. It's not about being perfect. It's about, you know, entertaining the crowd.
And embracing the unexpected, yeah. Right? Which is something Kenny the Kangaroo seems to excel at.
Oh, yeah, Kenny. So he's trying to pull off this really ambitious dance routine. Big leaps, fancy footwork, the whole shebang.
Right.
Except his tail gets caught in his pouch. He trips over his own ears. At one point, he even crashes into the judges' table.
It sounds like a disaster.
It kind of was. But the audience, they're going wild. They think it's all intentional. Like, he's this comedic genius.
So is he playing it up or is he just really, really uncoordinated?
That's the mystery, isn't it? I bet Rory the Red Kangaroo, the former champion, is totally getting into it. He probably sees a bit of himself in Kenny.
Oh, definitely. And then there's Eddie the Emu. How did he handle those hiccups?
Well, he tried everything. Holding his breath, drinking water, you name it, he did it.
But they just wouldn't go away.
Nope. Every other word, his story about the surfing emu, which should have been this epic tale, it becomes this hilarious, hiccup-filled routine.
It's like the Outback itself is messing with him.
Right. It makes you wonder if even Milo the meerkat, with his serious demeanor, cracked a smile.
Oh, I bet he did. On the inside, at least. And what about Patty the Platypus? Did she manage to reappear?
Oh, Patty. Well, after a few minutes of suspense and some strange noises coming from under the table, she just pops up, big smile on her face, says, ta-da.
Like it was all part of the act.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She takes a magician's fail and turns it into this, like, triumph.
It's a good reminder that sometimes the best moments are the ones you don't plan for.
Totally. And it shows that Patty's got a good sense of humor about herself, which is important in talent show, right?
Definitely. But you know, what strikes me about all these performers is that they're not just individuals. They're part of this community.
Yeah, we see that with Ziggy and his friends, right? They're all supporting each other, even with all the mishaps and hiccups.
It makes me wonder if that same sense of community influences the judges, too. Do they factor in the story behind the performance, the passion, the heart?
That's a good question. And I guess we'll find out soon enough. The judges have to make their decision.
And that means we're getting closer to finding out who wins the Grand Outback Trophy.
All right, the moment of truth. Who's taking home the Grand Outback Trophy?
Yeah, the judges have had their deliberations.
Got
it's a tough choice, right? Each act had its own appeal.
Totally. I mean, you had Kenny's dancing, ambitious, even if it was a bit chaotic.
Yeah, he really went for it. And then there was Eddie, trying so hard to tell his story, hiccups and all.
And Patty. I mean, talk about a memorable disappearing act. Oh, yeah, she made her mark, that's for sure.
And of course, there's Ziggy. Those song mashups, they were something else. Pure joy, even if the lyrics were all over the place.
Definitely got the crowd going. It really comes down to what the judges are looking for. Technical skill, or maybe that connection with the audience.
Right, the heart. And I guess we're about to find out what won them over.
All right, drum roll, please. The winner of the Grand Outback Trophy is...
Don't leave me hanging.
Ziggy the Zebra Finch.
Ziggy, wow. I have to admit, I did not see that coming.
But when you think about it, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does. I mean, he really embodied the spirit of the whole thing. All the passion, the fun, not taking himself too seriously.
The judges clearly saw something special in him. It's like they're saying, it's okay to be different, to be yourself up there on stage.
And to have fun with it, even if you mess up a few lyrics.
Exactly. And let's not forget about his friends, Patty, Louie, Tracy. They were his biggest cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah. That support system was amazing. Practicing with him, even when the songs went off in all directions.
I think that's a big takeaway from this whole story. It's not just about individual talent. It's about community, about people coming together to help each other shine.
Absolutely. And those Outback-themed prizes, they really capture that spirit, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. That golden boomerang trophy with the Aboriginal art. It's a symbol of achievement, but also of connection to this unique place.
And that holiday at the Outback Animal Resort. I can picture Ziggy now, relaxing, maybe writing some new songs inspired by the Outback.
Maybe he'll even throw in a verse about winning the talent show.
Who knows? But it's amazing, isn't it? This whole story, it just makes you wonder what other hidden talents are out there, not just in the Outback, but everywhere.
Right. It's like a reminder to keep your eyes open, to expect the unexpected, and to celebrate those unique abilities that make each person, each animal, special.
Well said. That's a great note to end on, I think.
Yeah. This Outback talent show, it was a lot of fun, full of surprises, heartwarming moments, and a message that resonates way beyond the stage.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. It's been a wild ride. And who knows, maybe we'll stumble upon another quirky competition soon.